another week of hilarity from the cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska. Glenn are with you. Welcome back to the podcast. This week, got a good one. We're going to talk about things that are almost as good as bacon. Also, during this election year, how to get elected and how not to get elected. We'll ask, what if you woke up from the 80s? What would you think today? Questions to never ask a cop. We got your nerd news, another episode of Fuck My Life, a foodie roundup, and things we just can't wrap our brains around this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
And getting you ready for the weekend, maybe doing some barbecuing or something. I don't know, some brats. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Cheese fries, going crazy. All right, let's be honest. Nobody who's looking for a vitamin-packed, nutrient-rich snack is reaching for a Little Debbie zebra cake. But are they literally the worst? The blog Eat This, Not That, you've probably heard about it, has a list of the 40 unhealthiest snacks on the planet. And those zebra cakes are number one. Seems kind of dramatic, really. That's the one. One cake does exceed your recommended daily intake, though. Each cake has 320 calories. So those are just, these are snack items. It's not like you can throw a Big Mac on there. So they're not talking fast food. These are ones that might be in your cupboard right now. Number two are the Smucker's Goober Grape Ritz Bits Cheese Sandwich Crackers. I love those. What? Turtle Chex Mix, Little Debbie Swiss Rolls, Doritos Nacho Cheese. It's very bad. That's at number six. Number seven on the worst list, Max Salt and Vinegar Pork Skins. Well, pork skins, right? Hostess Old Fashioned Donuts, Twix Candy Bar. Really, the Twix? That's the candy bar they chose as being unhealthiest? Or Milky Way? Three Musketeers? Baby, all of them? It's the Twix? All right. And number 10, Chewy Dips Chocolate Chip Granola Bar. Surprisingly left off the list was Hostess Creamy Delicious Pig Intestines and Cheese Sauce and Nabisco's Deep Fried Lard Balls on a Stick. I did not see them on the list. We talked about it in the Foodie Roundup this week because we just had Bacon Day. Because that's a thing. And it's not just like here. It was International Bacon Day. So, a couple stats on our love of bacon. Recently, from polling a bunch of restaurant diners, 71% said everything tastes better with bacon. Okay, maybe yogurt, I guess. 57% said they'd eat it every day if they could. Well, there, that's, I'm sure that's healthy. 69% consider bacon a side dish that could be paired with anything. I don't see why not. Have you had bacon, chocolate dipped bacon? It's crazy. 43% of male diners say the quickest way to their heart is with bacon. Boy, they're simpletons. 95% say they do have a preference when it comes to bacon preparation. 52% want it crispy. 40% say medium. 10% say charred. 8% like it lightly cooked. 5% say deep fried. Oh, I have not tried deep fried bacon. What the hell? Millennials are the most adventurous because, you know, they're all, ew, I want it with avocado toast or whatever. But that's okay. Good for you. I think that's fantastic. I'm right there with you. Right there with you. But yeah, obviously, you know, when they talk about 69% enjoy it or 57% said they'd, that means that like 33% are vegans, I guess, because you know, they can't even celebrate this. They're right there. That's like being a Jehovah Witness at Christmas time. They can't enjoy it. They just can't do it. So we tried to come up with a list of things that are maybe almost as good as bacon. Keyword almost here. Keyword almost as good as bacon. For instance, your mother-in-law canceling that weekend visit. That's close second. But you got a long flight. You're on the airplane. Whole row to yourself. That's close second. Oh, here's a good one. Watching a Lamborghini get pulled over by the cops. Or that movie theater worker whose personal philosophy is there's just no such thing as too much butter. Silent Uber driver. Your kid finally outgrowing anything Disney. How about a Tinder date that actually looks like their profile picture? Almost as good as bacon. parking meter still has time on it. Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys losing. Oh, America's team, my butt. And almost as good as bacon, and it's hard to argue this one. Tequila. I found something kind of interesting. A question came across. You know, it can be surprising when you come across someone who's just strangely good at something that's unexpected. Can also be a bit sus, if you know what I mean. People online are talking about everyday skills that become a bit suspicious if you're too good at them. There was a list that was put out. One man said he and his wife went to a shooting range and fired a variety of guns for the first time, and his wife's accuracy with a Glock was at expert level. The trainer actually whispered in the guy's ear, "Check her background." She's some kind of spy, or like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. One more guy was so good at making fake money for movies. That was his gig. He got a visit from the FBI. Yeah, they told him to reel it back, pull back the reins a bit, and try to make them look more fake. They were a little concerned. Here's one, walking silently. All right. Here's the only one on the list that I fall under the category of, and that is being able to BS your way out of situations. I am an expert, and my wife hates. She's amazed. I mean, anything from jury duty to tickets, you know, driving violations to just any. I can BS my way out of most situations. And that's because when I was a young kid, I was very small and scrawny, and I got my butt kicked a lot, and I learned how to use humor and do things to talk my way out of it. And it worked, so I kept it. Here's one, digging deep holes. Okay. Remembering random details people mention in passing. Now, it could be a good thing. It shows you're listening and attentive and invested in people's meat. But if you're too good at it, it could be kind of weird. How about this one? Knowing how to use a lockpick set or to get into a house or car quickly when you've locked yourself out or something. It's like, okay, you did that pretty well. One man said he went home back from college, whipped his dad's butt at darts 3 times in a row, and his dad said, okay, you've been in the bar way too much. Pretty good. How about knowing all the ways a drug test can provide a false positive? Oh, well, here's what you want to do. It's like, really? How do you know that? Lying. All right. Now, I said BSing my way out. This is a whole different deal. Not lying. Shuffling cards. You see somebody really good. It's like, okay. Cleaning blood stains. Remembering license plates. I don't know if that one's really, really bad. But do you got any of these skills? That No, I'm not talking about being able to tie up a cherry stem in a knot with your tongue, but it's not bad. Gotta take a break because we're getting a little hungry. Or is it hangry? You wouldn't like me when I'm hangry, so maybe now would be a great time for a foodie roundup. Yeah! All right, let's get right to it. 4th of July is coming on. So we're looking at the most American foods. What are the most American foods? You go to Europe or something, they'll probably tell you. Apple pie. Well, it doesn't get more American than apple pie, or does it? That was only 10. Hot dogs, mac and cheese, PBJ, biscuits and gravy, cheese steaks. Well, yeah, we invented those. Buffalo wings, those two. Barbecue in general. Burgers, and number one, fried chicken. Kind of hard to argue that list, right? That's a pretty good one. Chocolate chip cookies were next. Grilled cheese. Chili. Pizza was only 15, but that's not really American, is it? Would you try scrambled pancakes? That's a thing, and it actually sounds kind of delicious. You pour the batter in a pan like normal. Instead of flipping it, you scramble it up like eggs. So you end up with like a bunch of tiny pancake pieces. It's almost like funnel cake. Looks really good. I think I'm going to have to try. We're all going to. You know you're going to. You're going to try scrambled pancakes. Yeah! Products from several major ice cream brands are being recalled due to listeria, including products from Jenny's, Friendly's, and Hershey's, things with E's on the end. A comprehensive study has determined that multivitamins do not help people live longer. Another TikTok trend. Say that three times fast. People drinking rice water to lose weight, but it doesn't work. Just stop it. 7-Eleven now has cherry Slurpee flavored Twinkies because we need that. Where are the worst cooks? According to the results, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Seattle, Madison, Lubbock, Portland, Austin, Minneapolis. New Orleans clocked in with the lowest number of bad cooks. Followed by, of all places, Lincoln, Nebraska. Few quick stats on our cooking skills. 28% of us are embarrassed by our own cooking skills. 78% agree the most intimidating meal to cook is dinner. Breakfast and lunch are a lot easier. Top reasons we don't cook more. No time. Cleanup is hassle. Recipes are too complicated. Lack of experience. I love cooking. I'm sorry. I disagree. 75% of us had major cooking fails. Hey, you know what? Try it, because as a chef told me once, a call for a pizza is just 20 minutes away. And finally, the last stat, there's around a 1 in 6 chance your husband, wife, or significant other secretly hates your cooking. 31% of married people say their spouse is not a good cook and have kept that opinion to themselves. My mom, I loved my mother to death. She was a horrible cook. Spaghetti sauce was runny, and I was like 25 before I realized the center of roast beef didn't have to be gray. My dad took that one to her grave as well. Gotta love him. She was a horrible cook. But that, my friends, is your Foodie Roundup. Yeah!
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Well, it's about time to feel better about our own miserable existence at the expense of others with a little program segment we like to call
Fuck My Life.
And once again, I thank you for writing these in, and I hope it makes you feel better just to get them off your chest. And we begin. Today, my boyfriend's obsession with card tricks reached a new low. He barged into the bathroom while I was taking a crap and asked me to pick a card.
Fuck my life.
Today, I totaled my car. My husband and I were supposed to sell his brother on the same day we're supposed to give it to him. The check from his brother's bank was already on the way to the finance company. I was on the way back from having the windshield replaced. The car was totaled, with the exception of a pristine new windshield.
Fuck my life.
Today I went on a date that went well until the bill came and she quickly shoved it in my direction, then went to the bathroom. Rude, but I thought nothing of it till our waiter took pity on me and told me that I'm the fourth guy she's had in there for dinner that week who'd been made to pay for her. I paid half. Then I went home.
Fuck my life.
Today, my psycho ex tried to call the cops on me for, quote, poisoning her food, unquote. I live 2 hours away from her and have no money or gas to go anywhere near her. Turns out she poisoned herself by eating raw chicken and pizza dough. I have a child with this idiot.
Fuck my life.
Today, my boyfriend informed me that since he's doing a project with a girl in his class and carpooling with her in the morning, she'll be sleeping over at his house.
Fuck my life.
Today, I got my first tattoo. It's a large broadsword that runs the length of my spine. I went home to show it off, only to learn that the hilt of the sword on my neck looks like a penis when the rest of it is covered with my shirt.
Fuck my life.
And finally, today I walked out of the parking lot and caught a homeless man laying a big fat steamer right on the hood of my car. Which I just had washed. Which I will now wash again.
Fuck my life.
Well, there you go. Keep sending those in, folks. I love sharing them, and just I feel your pain. Feel your pain. This is Glenn on the radio with you, courtesy of our friends at the Tenon Herb Company. Streaming live, thanks to Cross & Law Injury Lawyers. Download our app. It's free. It's really cool. And it looks sexy on your phone. I don't know about that. Now, last hour, we gave you a list. It was from a meme of ways to win over every electoral vote. Just how to get elected, basically. And there were good. There were some good ideas, like shoes get to stay on at the TSA. Term limits. promising to make all fast food places serve breakfast all day. That kind of thing. Pledging to bring back original movies. They can't. No more sequels and remakes. And that's all good and well. But for those of you who may be considering running for office, or those already of you that are, make sure to stay away from these. I've got a list of ideas we came up with to make sure you do not get elected. For instance, houses on Halloween can only give out candy corn. That was your... Netflix must require a password every time you log on. Hey, if you see somebody dressed kind of like you, you got to shriek, twinsies! Every other... Taylor Swift has to raise the prices of her Eras Tour tickets. If you pick a grocery cart with a wonky wheel, you have to keep it. Dorito bags must now be 70% air, 30% chips. I think they are anyway, aren't they? Oh, here's another one. This will assure you of never getting elected. BMWs always get the right of way. Longer NFL preseason, shorter NFL regular season. All Subarus must drive 37 miles an hour. Oh, wait a minute. They already do that, too. That's kind of stupid. Well, I'm thinking.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
There's a stupid meme going around that's pretty funny. Ways to win every electoral vote. Tell me if you agree with these. These are like everyday common things. I mean, I would think like term limits. I don't know. There's certain things. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you could say, protecting the border. Well, that's not going to win you every vote, right? Producing more oil. That's not going to win you every vote. But some of these might, like promising to make all fast food places serve breakfast all day. Right? That's a good one. Pledging to bring back original movie ideas. Stop with the remakes and sequels. Banning your item just shipped alerts when it's really just label created, right? How about shoes get to stay on at all TSA checkpoints, regardless of if you have your, pre-approval? Banning those super bright LED headlights that blind you every night. Ah, that would get you some votes. Forcing TV shows to have at least 22 episodes a season. Stop with this 6 and 7 show thing. Just drop this line. I don't know who created Hawktua, but I'm trying to figure out how to get everyone to walk to the polls. All right, that's all right. I shouldn't have closed with that one. But stick around. Those may be great ways to get elected, but coming up, I hope local politicians are listening, because I'm going to tell you how not to get elected. That's on the way. Right now, let's get educated, boys and girls. Let's talk science. Bam! Hey, it's time for your nerd news. Let's see. In the nerd news this week, what do we have? We've got a new kind of chocolate, 6 types of love, and why cats love, or cats hate closed doors, and why dogs love rolling in poop. Sod! Bam! It's your nerd news. But this week in science, quick rundown. For the first time in over 3 years, a SpaceX rocket booster failed to land and crashed into the ocean. Ended a streak of 267 successful landings. That's pretty good. They actually did hit the landing pad, but then it tipped over and fell. Other space news. The small asteroid we hit with a rocket a couple years back got seriously messed up by it. Experts think it could create the first human-made meteor shower, which could be cool. When fragments come back around, it'll probably be in the next decade or so. Bam! Got some candy news. Swiss scientists figured out how to make chocolate using the entire fruit, not just the bean. It requires less added sugar, but no word on how it tastes. They said the fruit itself tastes kind of like a bit like pineapple. I don't like pineapple. I don't really like chocolate. Bam! Pet news. BBC did a write-up, big write-up, on why dogs like rolling in poop. Could be a form of camouflage from back before we domesticated them. Or it might just be they find the smell interesting and they want to share it with you. Gee, thanks, Fido, but no thanks. Bam! Down the same kind of lines, meanwhile, the site Life Science did an article on why cats hate closed doors. The main reason might be that they're just really curious by nature, or closed doors give them FOMO, you know, a little fear of missing out on something. Or if it's like my big grumpy cat Wilson, he just doesn't, he wants every door opened all the time. Bam! In gamer news, a study found video games might actually improve mental health, but don't overdo it. The effects fade around the 3-hour mark. Gamers, have you ever stopped at 3 hours? Of course you haven't. But it's enough to make it to the next level. Bam! In Earth news, scientists discovered a third energy field. This is kind of big. It's called the ambipolar electric field. Causes something called polar wind. Earth's other two energy fields, of course, gravity and magnetic. That shield us from cosmetic radiation, which is... Or cosmic radiation, cosmetic radiation. Yeah, you know, bases and eyeliner, you know. Bam! In dinosaur news, paleontologists found a matching set of dinosaur footprints in both Africa and South America. They're not obviously from the same dinosaur, just the same type. From back before the continent split apart. Wow, that's, wow. Bam! And finally, in romance news, could you scan a person's brain someday to find out if they really love you? A team in Finland saw different brain activity for 6 types of love. Romantic love, parental love, love for friends, pets, and strangers, and love of nature. Really? No love of bacon on there? Call BS. Bam! Yeah, they said they all look different under an MRI. What about football love? Because it's that time of the year. What about just, like, self-love? Am I right? Bam! Nah, probably not. That's your nerd news! Remember last week we had an idiot of the day about a guy who actually stole a car, drives it to a police station so he can ask the cops for his drugs back. What? And that led us to a list of questions you should never ask a cop. Question 1. Is that mustache intentional, or are you going to go as Freddie Mercury for Halloween? Hey, was it fun hanging with Steve Guttenberg in the Academy? Can I borrow a syringe? What grade did you decide high school was too much to handle? Dude, loosen these cuffs so I can reach my gun. Are you more of a Cagney or a Lacey? Excuse me, officer. Have you ever been so drunk that you asked a cop how drunk they've ever been? All right, are there certain things in the world you just can't wrap your brain around no matter how hard you try? People were talking about this online, a whole bunch of memes where people desperately ask others to explain things to them like they're 5. But even then, it just doesn't work. There are certain things that you just can't wrap your brain around. Number one on the list is space, outer space. I don't even try. You get into that one, man, and it's like a mushroom trip because you could go down that rabbit hole forever. The vastness of space, where it began, how it is, how far it goes. What are we doing here? Wah! You know, there's a million of them. Magnets. That's when somebody says, I've resigned myself to the fact that magnets are basically magic and that's all there is to it. They're just magic. Electricity. I know ohms and resistance and watts, and it's difficult to. I've got a lot of it mastered now, just fixing stuff. But even then, quantum mechanics. All right, well that one's understandable. Come on, why did they even put that there? The stock market is one. I pretend to know, but I don't know. Crypto mining. That's another one of those. How planes are so big and heavy, but yet they fly. These are things that we all think about. We don't really. I mean, I know it's thrust, and it's. It depends on the weather and I don't know. The transformation of caterpillars to butterflies is on there. Okay, that's on the list. How cell phones work. The metaverse. Does anybody care about that one? How a chicken can make a whole egg like every day. How about MRIs? Folding a fitted sheet. All right, Maria has tried to show me. She can make it look beautiful. Into this perfect little square. I have no idea how she does it. I've tried to follow along. It just doesn't work. But see, I got some of my own. For instance, why do women go to the bathroom in twos? How come hot dogs come in packs of 8, but buns only in packs of 6? And why can't Subarus seem to drive more than 37 miles an hour? I got questions.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
So here's a question. Have you ever looked up your home on Google Maps and saw it's like, wow, look, there's my home. Well, if you want to keep robbers, you know, breaking into your house through the broken window in your garage, here's a helpful tip to stop it from happening. Fix a window or simply blur your house on Google Maps. Did you know you can do that? Police in California say homeowners have been blurring the image of their home on Google Maps to discourage burglars from targeting their home. Yeah, you can do that on your computer. Enter your address on Google Maps, navigate to Street View, click on the 3 dots, and then select Report a Problem. There you can request to blur something, your home, a person's face, a vehicle, license plate, anything. And if you're sunbathing naked out front, boom. It doesn't work on mobile, though. You have to go to the actual website. So keep that in mind. So. Because Maria, she gardens naked all the time, so that's probably on there. Google already blurs sensitive stuff like people's faces and license plate, but that's automated, so they could miss something. But people think Google Maps could be a security issue if valuables are shown, or if would-be thieves could scout your place for things like cameras and weak spots. Yeah, so... on one hand, that would allow tech-savvy thieves to case a neighborhood discreetly, but on the other hand, it's just showing your house, just like anyone could see it if they were driving by anyway. So, plus there's other ways if you want to, you know, protect your home against burglars. You can think of 1,000 ways. For one, here's what you do. You sign up for ADT, right? Vivint, one of those. Then you quit, but you just keep the sign. Right there in your yard. Train your dog to snarl at everybody that comes to the door. And not just Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, everybody. Here's one. You could simply drive your home to another neighborhood. Of course, that's only applicable for rednecks and folks out in the valley. You can put bars on your windows. Just keep in mind, it's going to make you feel like you live in a prison. Or, I guess, if you're married, more of a prison. You could display one of those things on your house that basically lets everybody know you're a hothead that's just itching for an excuse to blow a stranger's head off. So, yeah, hang up a Raiders flag outside. That would help. You can also take turns with the neighbor watching each other's home. And as an added bonus, you'll know when your neighbor is traveling so you can break into their house. Or finally, how about you just don't have anything worth stealing? I mean, that works for me. Thank you, Radio Salary. All right, so earlier in the week, we were talking about bringing up a cool tribute band or what are the best, and we started looking at some interesting tribute bands and a list of some of the best ones out there, the most sought-after tribute band. Now, for me, tribute bands are best when it's a band that's just not around anymore. I saw one. It was a Doors tribute band. They were called the Lizard King. Now, Jim Morrison's been dead for like 50 years. And they were amazing. It was like seeing a Doors concert or a Beatles tribute band. I've seen a real good one. There's my favorite Led Zeppelin one. It's an all-girls Zeppelin band. You've probably seen them play here. They're called Les Zeppelin. Amazing. And, of course, we all love Hell's Bells, the female tribute band. Another popular one, what is it, Mini Kiss? They're like small people, little people. You're not allowed to call them midgets, but unless it's Brad Williams, comedian. He prefers that. But yeah, they're a little person Kiss tribute band, which is ironic since Kiss has a requirement where you have to be at least 6 foot tall to join their band. So I didn't know if you knew that one. But there's a list out there of the best ones. There's one called Brit Floyd, which is a Pink Floyd tribute band. And that's the most sought after on demand, which is pretty cool. The second one is a Grateful Dead Cubansis. It's a Grateful Dead tribute band. I was never a big Dead fan anyway. Let's see. Jack Shepherd, who does an Ed Sheeran show. A band called Bon Jovi, which is, yeah, Bon Jovi. Queen, too. Now, remember, a couple years ago, we had Queen Nation up here. They were amazing. Dire Straits, which is a Dire Straits tribute. I guess that'd be okay. Jimmy Love, which is an Elton John tribute band. And if it's done well, that's cool. And then there's another one called Bohemian Queen. They also looked at a list of the most tribute acts. Did you know there are 25 touring tribute ABBA bands, 17 Oasis bands, Dolly Parton's got 14, the Four Seasons, that's old school, that's 12, Elvis Presley, Michael Bublé, what? All right, Taylor Swift and more. That just sounds kind of weird. But like I said, if it's a band that's still around touring, you just go see the real one. So it's kind of silly to see a tribute band. I don't know. What would be the worst one? Probably the Creed tribute band, right? I had a request for some guys heading over to the gym. But be careful, you know, you may want to wait and do that at night. I'm just saying, I know Evans, he's a morning. Maria goes to the gym in the morning. I'm a late afternoon guy. I guess there's really no wrong time to exercise. Any exercise is better than nothing. But a new study suggests there could be a right time. A new study tracked people over 8 years and found that people who exercise in the evening have a 61% lower risk of death from any cause compared to people who don't exercise. Everyone who exercised was better off, but the people who exercised in the morning and afternoon only had lower risks of 33 and 40% respectively. So there was a dramatic difference in people that work out at night. Why? Why is working out at night better? Well, the data suggests it could be because our bodies are primed to handle blood sugar better later in the day. And fitting in some exercise in the evening might lower our blood pressure throughout the night and through the next morning. The study also found that the frequency of exercise, how often you move, seemed to matter more for health than duration of the activity. So just, that's why I think retirement scares the hell out of me. Because the minute you stop, man, I know so many people. The minute they stopped, it was like, done! Within 6 months, they were either back to work or they were dead. I don't like either of those options.
It's the X-Rock Morning Show.
Well, that was so much fun. I think we should do it again next week. What do you say? Don't forget, tell your friends, follow us, like us, make comments, good or bad, suggestions. I'm all in. I'm a sponge, baby. Send money to me. I don't care. Check out the YouTube channel, the General Store, and more. Just Google search live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, or X-Rock Radio. You'll find us all next week. Burning in heck. Reasons you shouldn't put your gun in your oven. We ask the question, is your baby a snob? Odd hotel guest requests. Signs it's almost Halloween and pooping at work. All next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.